Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Wayne Cruz being back on the show. Wayne is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, folks. He's been with us now for more than 18 years. He's VP for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. That's where he gets his money. We just take away from him. We don't give him anything back. And he's the author of the yearly report, which is absolutely the gold standard. So many people count on this and refer to this, the Ten Commandments, which is the snapshot of federal regulatory state, and a number of other outstanding scholarly production that he's famous for. He's our good friend Wayne Cruz. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you for having me. Where's this money they're giving me?
Yeah, it's the shekels they drop in your account every month. Hey, Wayne, I'm glad you're here.
You too.
President Obama's administration recently released their final regulatory agenda. Should we be frightened about that?
Y'all didn't hear about it on the radio or see it in the news, but it's one of those things. Regulation is like that. We hear about the taxing and spending, but we don't hear as much about regulation.
It's the stealth tax, isn't it?
It's the hidden tax. There's a report called the Unified Agenda of Regulations. It gives the priorities for the federal agencies, the EPA, the OSHA, the Department of Labor, FDA, on down the line, all the alphabet soup of agencies. Since 1981, since Reagan, they've been putting out this report telling their priorities. Obama just released his. It's the weirdest thing. It's supposed to come out in October, but for the last 3 years, it's come out the weekend before Thanksgiving, so nobody would look at it. Mm-hmm. But the agencies have what you might expect, what we've talked about before. There are several thousand regulations in the works coming out of the departments and agencies. That's always been true, but the big thing that jumps out of this new one is that President Obama's count of the so-called significant rules, the ones that cost the most, the mm-hmm. big things like clean power and waters the U.S. and this overtime rule and that has just been set aside.
Right.
All of these sorts of things, the big rules, are way up under President Obama. Compared to Bush, Obama, so far there have been at least 550 completed economically significant rules. Bush's 8 years brought fewer than 390.
Do you include the mm-hmm. Title II mandating of the internet as a utility? Do you include that in one of your top? Is one of the big
here's
ones?
One of the things. But see, here's one of the things. This is one of the things we talked about.
Because my audience knows about this. I report on this significantly.
It's not there. The reorganization of the internet is not there. That's one of the big problems. While the independent agencies do put their priorities in this report, sometimes no one's required to do it. But even so, of the big rules that come through, most of them just don't have any cost benefit analysis at all. And that's why you see. You know, that's why you see what you've seen from the president-elect. Mm-hmm. He said, when I come in, back when he was still campaigning, he said, if I come in, I'll put a moratorium in place. But then he said, just last week, he put out a blurb about his first 100 days, and I think he needs a first 100 minute agenda, mm-hmm. too, when it comes to regulatory liberalization and getting.
So what's the bottom line of this report from Obama? Again, I'm going to come back to this. He's only got a few weeks left. Less than 2 months. Is there anything he can do to wreak havoc on us that can't be fixed?
He's trying. But right now, I checked this morning, Jim, and the Federal Register is 86,550 pages this morning. The highest it has ever been in an entire year was 2010 when it was 81,000 pages.
All right, what does that mean? Most people don't know what that means.
The Federal Register, every time. All of your listeners who run small businesses are supposed to know what's in that thing, but it's an impossible task.
Right.
It's over 81,000 pages was the highest ever. But
and those
today,
are those are just those are added in 1 year. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. We're not even in December yet, Jim.
Right.
And the Federal Register is over 86,000 pages, so it's easily going to get over 90,000 pages by the end of the year.
And
there's
think we can all presume
that
those numbers are not good for us.
That's right. There's something called midnight regulations. We can talk about what Trump and it looks like the Republicans are trying to do about it. But
right.
he's put out a number of rules, just a flurry of rules this year, and Congress is trying to put together a package of those rules to get rid of once Trump comes
well, it's just like his Department of Labor overtime rules. It's just like some of the other things. He built those on executive sand, not governing rock.
The problem is the presidents can start those things by regulating contractors and which trickles down to small business too, and it ends up being used as fraud.
I think it's just a last gasp for to try to be relevant to the last day. I think that's all.
That's
that
what
is.
I think will happen. So
hold on to that thought. Quick break. Right back with Wayne Cruz. 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.